In times of trouble, where do we run to? James 4:8 tells us, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Do we run from Christ or to him? Oftentimes we flee from danger, running into areas that seem safe. But what space is really safe where Jesus is not found? Safety for the Christian is often found within the troubles. Isn't that the truth? Our Lord is often discovered in the fire. When Jesus was in his agony, the disciples eventually fled in fear when he was taken away, a reaction that is common in the life of many Christians. Our Lord was utterly alone. It is incredible how in his despair, though, and in his loneliness, Jesus continued to display his love for us. His blood, our Lord's blood, didn't rush to his heart, but came out through his pores, as if it was a vision of the blood he would soon shed for the sins of the world, for us. You know, angels ministered to Jesus at the beginning of his ministry when he was in the wilderness, and at the end of it when he was in the garden. They were even present in his ascension. It is Jesus that can still call for 12 legions of angels, and this is the leader of the armies of heaven. May we be kept from imitating the disciples in times of trouble and rely on the resources of heaven. How? By staying close to Jesus. If our Master was ministered to with such care, it would benefit us to keep close to him. As Charles Spurgeon wrote about the disciples, where else could they have been so safe as near their Master? A Puritan prayer goes like this: I have cast my anchor in the port of peace, knowing that present and future are in nail-pierced hands.